Hey everyone, it's Emily, your host for the Asian Female Lead podcast. Friendship is something I've particularly had a lot to think about recently. As I'm getting older and my time becomes more finite, I realize how valuable it is to look at friendship in a different lens, because you start to realize how much more important it is to strengthen relationships rather than creating new ones all the time. There are so many variables that can make or break friendships. Thinking about this made me chat with my best friend, Anna, of 10 years, to talk about what really happened between high school to our late 20s that has kept our bond so close. We talk about how we've seen each other grow in the past decade, from career to heartbreak to everything, honestly, and how we don't prescribe what we think the other needs, but how we learn to give what the other wants. This episode is really a heart-to-heart. I hope you enjoy. Hey everyone, I'm Emily, the host for the Asian Female Lead podcast. Today, I'm super excited because I have a wonderful friend, Anna Inglis, with me here on this podcast. Hey Anna, how's it going?
Hey everyone, I'm Anna. I'm a Filipino-American based in the Bay Area, and I do social media for a tech company, and I'm a Taurus.
Maybe we can talk about like our different perspectives of like how we've met each other in high school.
You want to start?
Sure. I mean, it's very vague. I don't really remember all of it, but it wasn't until my second year in your book that we became stronger. I think when I was a senior, I believe, because Anna and I were 1 year apart. It wasn't until we got my second year of your book that I was like, oh, Anna's pretty cool. And then we became good friends through your book and my complaining about it all the time and Anna listening to me complain.
Oh my gosh.
And then we lived near each other too.
We were yards in high school, part of the yearbook. I feel like that's where we bonded. And one big thing that I do remember was you called me on my birthday and you were like, hey, can you meet me outside? I baked like those Oreo truffles. And I was like, wait, this is random. Why? And I feel like that's the start of our friendship. Because that was very nice. Yeah, you did.
So nice.
Yeah, I was like, what?
I think it was really yearbook that like bonded us together. And
yeah.
How long has it been? Has it been like 10 years already?
Has it been? I graduated 2012 and it's, I guess, almost 10 years.
Yeah, it has.
That is so crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think, honestly, this is going to be a good podcast episode because a lot of what we're talking about is on like best friendship and like how we've seen each other like develop. And how we managed to stay such good friends for so long. Yeah. That's a long time. Like 10 years as a child, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. And it's like, who else do I talk to in high school?
No one. Right? And I'm like, fuck everyone. Just kidding. So, I mean, let's kind of just like dive into the psychology and the depth of our friendship.
Are we ready?
Yeah. I'm done.
Okay. Are we gonna cry?
Oh, well, I just ended my period. So I think I'll So how about let's do this. Let's describe each other in a few sentences.
I think you can lead this podcast. See what I did there.
Oh, for you, the way to best describe you is like silent resilience. I think when people see you, unlike the outward appearance, you're obviously like very friendly, you're kind, you're genuine. But I think when people know you more, I think there are like so many different layers to you as a person. Sometimes you don't give as much like context sometimes as a person. You're a little bit more like quieter. And I think, you don't talk about the things that you do, but you do a lot of things and you work very hard. And so I think as your friend, I'm always like, Anna.
Give me context. I think that's one thing with our friendship. You're just like, I'm like, no. You're like, okay, give me context. And sometimes I'm just like, you know, I don't like giving context. It's not that I don't like. It's just that's just not, you know, how I am with things.
It's like not in your nature, I think. But you work very hard. Like I think you're kind of like, you're like a silent killer too. Like you know, when you're like, I want something, you'll like go after it, and you won't tell anyone. And then you'll come to me and be like, oh yeah, I did this. I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm like, oh, I was going through this and it's like, what the hell?
That's kind of how you are. But I think you're also very like, you take care of people. I would say you are always there when it matters the most. One of the very few people in my life that will like tell me how it is, if that makes sense. Because I think most people are scared to tell me how it is.
I'm not. No, I'm just kidding. Maybe a little bit. At times. So Emily, since school, you've always been a person who doesn't give two F's, but you're like, okay, like if I don't like this, I'm not going to spend more time to do it. You know what I mean? Like if you don't like it, you're like, okay, you're done. And then, which I admire about you, because you know, when you, something doesn't work, just like move forward into the next thing. And I actually like really applaud you for that, because, and I know that's something that like with jobs, something that I've instilled with myself too. And like looking for jobs, I'm like, okay, if this doesn't work out, then I'm on to the next thing. And I think I got that from you. So Emily is very, you're very caring, very, you're very like, let's do this now. Like, let's get this done.
Execution.
Like you get, yeah, like you get things done. Like you plan everything out to the T. Most of all, you're very caring and kind. You're like the mom of the group. You will make sure that everything is done. I'm like mumbling all my words because I don't have, because you can't describe Emily. Emily is very unique.
I think it's interesting too to also see like how you and I have kind of grown, right? Like we're not high schoolers anymore, like complaining about yearbook or about like stupid boys. Like now it's, we're like fully grown into our elder 20s.
I know, like, don't even say that.
But it's been fascinating kind of like watching each other grow in, you know, in the past like 10 years that we've been friends. And that kind of like leads me into the next question, which is like, how have we managed to stay good friends for so long, right? Because like at one point you were in LA and I was in San Francisco, and then we were in San Francisco at the same time, and then you were in England, and then now I'm in Singapore, and then now you're in San Rafael. So like
it's like bouncing around.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely when I was in college, you were in college in San Francisco, and we would like check in with each other like once or twice a month, because we were both busy with school, and I would visit you in San Francisco, you know, for like weekends, and you would visit me in UCLA. So I think just like staying in touch and also giving each other space to grow was a big part of it. You know, moving, I definitely think moving to the Bay, you were a big part of that, because you were like, you know, you were helping me like get jobs, like trying to figure out like, where should I stay? And, you know, like moving to the Bay was definitely, you were 100% part of it, because I don't even know what I would have done with like couch surfing. And, you know, you were like there for me for every step of the way. I would like sleep in your couch, you know, you would pay for my coffee, my food, all those things. So, you know, like having that like friendship of like knowing that you were there for me at like my lowest. Yeah.
I think there's also like a mutual understanding now about how we are most effective and like the way that we like process different emotions and like situations. I think for me, like when I'm angry or something bad happens to me, I need to like talk it out and like,
yeah,
I need you to like be there and like listen to me. For you, it's like you need me to give you space so that you process it out yourself, and then you come back when you're ready to talk about it. Right? And so there were a lot of like journeys and having to like understand that about each other.
Yeah, exactly. And I think we're different people, you know? So like, that's why it's very interesting and in how we've remained friends, because to be honest, like we are so different, but that's how we work out.
I know. I was like, I don't know if I could handle like two of Emily's. That'd be kind of
the same here. I feel like we've always been at a point just like, well, now, you know?
Yeah. But I think it's also like, when I've needed you, like you're always there, like even through like the really hard times. Yeah. Like the breakups. Mm-hmm. Or like, I don't know, like my low points too. Like, I think you've always been consistent, you know,
you've
been consistent and you've been there. So I think I value that in like friendship, because I don't know. I feel like I've had friends who just kind of show up whenever they want to. You choose to be available. You choose to be there for your friend. You can't just choose when you want to do that. And I feel like for you, you've always been there. Yeah.
And I may not be there like every day, but there at like the important parts.
Yeah.
I think, you know, when you're low, not like in the good parts only, but you know, when you're going down and all that stuff, like I am there.
The other question too is like how we balance certain expectations of each other.
You know, with everything, we've definitely grown. Me moving to San Francisco and then you moving to Singapore. It's like we're never just like at one place at one time for like a good amount of time. It's like a year or something. So it's just like, it's like different, obviously. With you being out and just like set expectations, like, hey, I would like you. Sometimes I know I get lost in like my own world and I'm like, oh, everybody's fine. Like, you know, let's all work on each other individually. But like, you know, telling me, hey, I would appreciate if you like checked in on me, or like me to say like, hey, I would appreciate it if you it gave me space, you know what I mean? Like, like that setting expectations of like how we want to show that we care about each other. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Yeah. And I think it's also explaining that like me giving you space is also showing that I care about you. And then yeah. you checking up on me is like how I me. That you would yeah. caring about me, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because yeah. totally.
At one point, like both of us were just like prescribing what we thought was right from mm-hmm. our own personal preference yeah. to each other.
Totally. Exactly. Like, you know, when like, and I know this was like a big part of like our friendship within just the last year mm-hmm. when I was like, I wasn't checking up on you for like some time. And I'm like, oh, cause when I'm alone in Singapore, I would like to be left alone. Like I wouldn't want like people, my friends to check up on me. I'm like, leave me alone. Cause you know, I'm in a different country. Like let me have my space. But then with you, it's just like, oh, you would want, you know, it's like, you would want your friends to check in on you because you know, you are alone in a different country and that's big. Yeah.
I think that's also because I don't know, like you know how you mentioned how I'm kind of like the mother or like the planner. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like yeah. I always like reach out. And mm-hmm. that's why sometimes I get exhausted too, right? Like the reacher yeah. always reaches. And at some point, like I think I'm trying to I'm also like learning that about myself too. I'm like, I don't always mm-hmm. be the first one to reach out. And I just
yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's why people get surprised or like, oh, Emily just disappeared. But it's like really more of like mm-hmm. tired of reaching out all the time.
Yeah.
And I think I had to like articulate that to you and mm-hmm. people as well.
Yeah.
So I think it's, yeah, it's a good balance, I would say. How do you think we like practice vulnerability? Dun,
dun, dun. You can start that.
Well, I think I'm yeah. wearing my, well, okay. This is interesting because I feel like I wear my emotions on my sleeve when it comes to small things, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's very like, I don't like this person or I don't want to
yeah.
do this. Or I'm like, oh, this pissed me off, right? Like this.
Yeah. One, like, yeah, you. Yeah,
yeah. Like mm-hmm. it'll show up. Like you'll know. mm-hmm. But then I think when I'm hurt or like when I'm really sad, there's only like very few people I'll go and talk to. It's like you, Danica, mm-hmm. Jasmine. To be honest, yeah. Like I don't think a lot of people are able to see that part of me. So I don't know how I just like practice it. I think it's because you give me a safe space to just mm-hmm. cry and like sob, and no one sees that part because I don't like to be perceived as like weak. But mm-hmm. I think you as a friend letting me know that like I can do that without judgment and just yeah. letting me like let it out. I think that's important.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I agree that, you know, you do wear your heart on the sleeve on your sleeve. Mm-hmm. So and then so I am there for you when, you know, at times when you like really need it. How do I show vulnerability? Do I show
I've definitely caught you in moments where like you weren't, I don't think you meant to be vulnerable, but it just came out. I think it's a lot of it's like you showing frustration.
Yeah.
Cause I don't think you like to show people when you're frustrated or like
angry. That's true. Like I don't.
Yeah.
Like I figure it out myself.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Like,
you like to.
Cause I don't like other people's, like let's say I'm frustrated about something. I don't want anybody else's input.
Yeah.
On it. Cause then it'll frustrate me even more.
Yeah.
So that's just like, oh, I'll let you know once it's done. And they'll be like, oh my God, I was frustrated this time, this. And I guess it's something that I do need to work on, you know, expressing more of my feelings when I'm down and like being in the moment of like, when I want to cry, just calling you up, you know, rather than like waiting, like feeling it myself and then waiting later on. Be like, oh my God, I cried for 5 days. Last week.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, you do that though, but I think it's a way for you to like cope. Like it's your processing method. I feel like you are vulnerable with me when you like tell me like things that have happened to you and like what you've done to process.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that you're one of the only few people who know like me truly.
Yeah. So. I've seen it all.
Yeah.
High school, college.
I know.
Downtown. a story we won't talk about, but yeah, you've seen it all too. I think it's just like those moments, like when you've seen everything, you're just like, all right, we're mm-hmm. just gonna be friends because you know too much already. I'm kidding. So I think this question you asked, you're like, said who is a leader in our friendship?
I just did that because I wanted to align it to like Asian female lead. I was like, okay, lead.
Okay, the way that I see it as. Like, I don't think there's like a leader in this friendship. I think there's like mm-hmm. two, we're like allies. I see it as like, we run our own armies and we are allies. Like we're countries, we're neighboring countries that will like pull out the big guns if something happens to our countries. Our countries are a little bit small because we're still growing. But that's how I see it.
I like your analogy. Countries.
We're countries. Yeah. We're two neighboring countries. You're South Korea and North Korea.
Yeah, I can see that.
Hey.
I will go to bat for you. And I know you'll do the same for me. I know that you'll be there for me, and I hope you know that I'll be there for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're allies.
And I think that's how friendships should be, to be honest. I feel like sometimes it's more of just like, I don't need you to like fix anything. I just need you to like be there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's definitely something I need to work on. It's just like, maybe when you text me or something, I should just be like, need advice, or do you need to just listen?
Oh, this question I think I asked is like, what are moments we've stepped up and led? Like, it can be like moments of darkness, moments of career confusion, etc.
Is this personally or what we've seen in each other?
I think it can be personally or what we've seen in each other. I don't know. I guess whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah. I think for you, I've definitely seen you step up on like doing what you want, you know, with, you know, you worked in tech and then you're like, okay, I think this is, you know, this chapter is like done for me. I want to move to Asia. And then like seeing you like step up and like take charge and be like, oh my God, I guess it's actually happening. You're moving to Singapore. You know, like you'd really like, you know what to do with like taking charge of your own life. You know, just, it's so crazy to see you like grow from like, you know, getting your first job at, you know, after college, and then you moving to this big company. And then now you're like in Asia, in Singapore. So I think you're definitely step up and like, you know what you want, period. And you won't waste time to figure that out.
It's interesting because like sometimes, sometimes I feel like I don't know everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's very like, I just want to do whatever I want to do. One thing that I also just feel like I should learn more from you as well as like, I think you do process things a lot better. I feel like I'm very like execute. And like just things are done fast. But I think for you, like you put thought into like your decision making. Like sometimes I do wonder, I'm like, what if I had just put more thought into something and it would have made sense, because I would have like, it's more substantial or it's more like long-term like processing.
Yeah.
Whereas like for me, it's like boop, boop, boop. And then for you, it's like your decision making, it like extends on for a long time. And then, and then you move on to the next one. And then it's like longer. Right. So I don't think there's like a right or wrong, but I think that's something I can learn from you. Yeah, you just like quietly tell me things like, you know, hey Emily, I'm moving to San Francisco. Oh, hey Emily, I have a contract job. Hey Emily, I'm converted to full time. And then like I'm like, hey Emily, I'm in Austin.
Yeah. Right? Hey Emily, I'm in Portland. Storm. Yeah. I think it's just like, you know, we are who we are. Yeah. Like I know, you know, whenever you've come to me about like, oh, should I do this? Obviously I would give you like my take. Yeah. You know, and be like, okay, maybe think this through, maybe give it time. Like, let's just stick to this moment. Let's be in this moment for now, you know? Mm-hmm. So I always tell you like what I would do, but you know, you are your own person, you know, you'll do what you want.
Yeah. That's
you know? And I feel like it's just like, I think for both of us, like the grass is greener on the other side. Like, you know, I would love to like, you know, be in Asia and like do something. So yeah.
And I mean, I feel like you've stepped up for yourself. I would say like recent years, you really invested in yourself. I don't know if you feel the same way, but I feel like when I see you, I'm like, you know, Anna is like, you're investing in your career. And I feel like that's investing in like a long-term thing. Like you're taking care of yourself. Like, I just feel like you're on the right path. Obviously no one knows like what the hell we're doing, but I feel like in the past you've really like worked really hard on your career. You've like made really strong relationships at work and like, you know, with people.
So thank you. And you did too. You know, you have, I feel like you have so many friends, so many like networking, you know, and I'm always like, damn, how can I be like that? You know, you put yourself out there, and that's something that I wish I had.
I mean, you can just like,
I know I can, but I just don't.
But it's different too, because right now I'm in a different country, right? So like,
yeah,
the whole thing was like, oh, make friends, like, you know, build mm-hmm. a community. When I go back home, if and when I do go back home to San Francisco, I think I'll just mm-hmm. lay low for a bit. Yeah, if and when I go home. Oh, this one's funny. What is the one thing you least like in the friendship?
Oh my God. Watch us be like our fight.
I know.
I think it's just like having that patience towards others, and like knowing that everybody has like a different timeline, and just like not everything has to happen with just one right.
Yeah.
No, I think it's that, you know, just like, you know, giving that person, like having that understanding what that other person's going through, mm-hmm. and just be like, okay, they're dealing with this, and just like, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's like the main thing.
Yeah. I kind of see another analogy as like, sometimes I might be like a tsunami. And then
yeah.
I'm literally just like going. And then I like,
yeah,
like I also,
and yeah. And you burst and like,
yeah. yeah. Or it's okay. Not like that. But I was saying like the momentum that I have sometimes, it's a lot. And so when I have people around me that I want to be there with me as well, mm-hmm. then I like am the tsunami, just kind of almost not destroying, but like kind of moving people, even if they don't want to be moved, or if they don't mm-hmm. want to go in that direction. So I think that's yeah. something I've been trying to like work on too. Yeah. It's like being patient. Mm-hmm. What I want to do isn't what other people want to do, and what they want to do isn't what I want to do. So yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, I know it's like the way that you process, but it definitely is like, I think you would tell me things earlier. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cause I know you don't want me to like, I know you don't need me to fix anything, but
yeah.
it makes me feel like I'm more in your life when these
yeah.
hard parts of your life are happening, not until like after.
Yeah. No, totally. And the thing is like the caveat to that is like, nobody knows. Like literally zero. Like if you don't know,
yeah.
other people don't know. And I know that's kind of like a sad reality of just like who I am, of like, I don't, you know, like not even like my boyfriend knows, not, you know, so it's not definitely not you. I know that's something I need to work on, like, including people in my life and like going through big and like sad part of it.
Because yeah, it's I think it's like lonely doing that yourself. Where do you see each other in 5 years?
Oh my gosh. In 5 years, I see you back in the Bay Area,
mm-hmm.
having this like, I don't know, I feel like that's like you've you have your own company. Is that too far out? Like you have your own company. You have a dog. You live in a high rise.
Cool.
Like, you know, and you're like a boss ass bitch. Like you have people that you manage. You're running your own company. And I know that's something that you're working on right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, in 5 years, a lot can happen. Like where were you 5 years ago? And like, so it's just like, it's crazy. So you've been traveling in between.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say that. I was like, I'm probably traveling.
Yeah.
I think for you in 5 years, I feel like you are going to be like an executive at a large tech company. That's what I think, actually. I think you have that trajectory about you. Like you have that path, just because I feel like it's very natural for you. Like you might think right now it's like 5 years is far off, but I can see you being an executive, like a VP of something at a big tech company, and like also managing a team. I always thought that you were gonna go into like,
yeah, you always say that.
Yeah,
beauty and fashion.
Not beauty and fashion, but more like I always thought you'd go into like editorial, like something at mm-hmm. a magazine or a publication, something like that. So mm-hmm. I don't know if that's still the way that you would go towards, or like maybe you work for like a mental health app, right?
Oh yeah, like, I know.
Yeah, because you're good at that. Like
I've applied to
Headspace. Name drop.
Name drop. Blur that.
Hire her. But I, you know, I do see you working for like something that's like that has like impact, like something around like social impact, like mental awareness, or like social impact, something like that. But I still think it's either tech related, publication related, and I do think you'll be living around me as well.
Hopefully. I know.
Yeah, I actually think you're gonna be a homeowner.
Live with you, a homeowner. Honestly, like I've told you this, you'll be like a great consultant. You know, people come to you for advice, like companies. People, because I think that's who you are as a friend too. Mm-hmm. You're the person that people go to like for advice. I'm like, what do I do? And you give good, like really great ones.
The reason why I think that you're gonna be a homeowner is because you like space. Yeah, I mean, I think maybe you'll like have a house in like the Marin, like overlooking the.
LA.
Yeah, no, not LA. You have
Yeah.
it nearby, like South Bay. But,
Yeah.
or actually, ultimately, maybe LA. Either LA or like San Francisco or like the
Yeah.
anywhere with like a nice neighborhood. That's where I would see.
Yeah. With
Yeah.
a nice coffee shop that I can just walk
And
to.
you'll have
But
like
yeah.
a pug. You'll have a pug.
Yeah. Or golden doodle. You'll be ruling the world.
I don't know. I feel like there are like, yeah, don't put high expectations because what if
Yeah.
5 years I'm not doing jack shit?
I know, that's why I was like, oh. No, I know you will be. Have your dog, have your man.
I'll have the dog for sure, but the man, I don't know. The man. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, we can talk about relationships actually, because that's our next flow. Who we believe would be a good fit for the other person. So like for Anna, I think someone who would kind of like just jive with you naturally is someone who's just very patient and obviously like caring, right? I think those are like the pillars. But also just like I think in some ways you and I are similar because we like project manage our lives. We like things in a particular way. But because we do that, it gets really tiring and we get like decision-making fatigue. So I think both you and I need someone who's like kind of assertive and can just like step up sometimes and be that shoulder to lean on and to make decisions for us as well. So like bearing the responsibility of like planning, project managing, like running the household, like just a little bit, just a little bit, right?
I know. And as women, I know it's weird to say that.
Yeah.
Because, like, yeah, I like, yeah, but yeah, exactly. I would like somebody to just like be, take charge, you know? It's weird for me, like, this is my boyfriend. Eric, are you listening to this? But, and I know that's just how it is. I know for you too, like, when you call me up of like after one of your dates, you do need somebody who like, plans for you, who like steps up. What should we? Oh, this is what we should eat. But also thinking about what you want. We like for you specifically, you plan things for everybody, your friends, this, that. And I think in a relationship, you would want like the guy to be doing that for you. Since you do it for everyone else, you want him to be the one like, oh, hey, I got this.
Yeah,
Yeah. And
because
just somebody to just be there for you, be caring. And yeah.
yeah, I think the planning part is really important to me, at least, because it's like it just to me, I'm like when I plan something for someone, it means that I care. I put time and effort into making sure that this is a success. Like even if it's like a picnic at a park, like I'm putting effort into like organizing, right? But then I'm like, when you just slap something like half-assed, like, oh, I don't know, oh, like what are we gonna do? I'm like, the fuck! I have things that I need to do. I'm like, you're wasting my time.
Yeah,
So,
exactly.
yeah.
And you want them to just like take charge of that, while also thinking of you. I
Yeah.
know it's a little bit tricky. It's just like, I want you to care about me and
You also want someone who can give you like new experiences. Yeah.
yeah.
Because I think you're a learner and you also like you're adventurous as well. Like you are kind of just moving around the US right now from city to city. I think you need someone who kind of just like will kind of like pick up their things and like go with you. Like you have that sense of like exploration. But also be someone who is okay like being at
Like letting you
home.
go.
Yeah. And like I don't know. And also I feel like someone who just like jives with your energy. You have like a very like
Is it bad?
I think it's good. I think I need it too. Like self-healing and like meditation and like taking care
Yeah.
of yourself. Yeah. I think you need someone who understands that. Like, yeah. And
Yeah, totally.
yeah.
Yeah, and I think for you need somebody who is
Patient. I need someone who's patient.
patient, definitely. I think patient, definitely. I think we see that for both of us. Somebody who can I know with you, it's just like, oh, I actually want to go to this place for like a month or for a year. Somebody who was willing to like do go that, visit you or even go with you. Somebody who's adventurous, who's been places. And I know it's somebody who also speaks Mandarin.
Yeah, that would be ideal. That'd be
Yeah.
ideal. I can't have everything. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of, I mean, not that it's a bad thing, but I do think like as you get older, like I can't be that picky myself.
But that's like yes or no. It's like you can't be like, oh, lower your expectations, lower your standards, because it's like, no, you shouldn't.
And I'm not going to. I mean, if I'm 40 and I'm still single, then I will. But
I'd be like, okay, anybody.
anyone. Just kidding. But yeah, I definitely think right now it's like not a priority. Cause you know me, like I feel like I'm so romantic.
You are romantic. Yeah. Which is like,
it's weird,
sometimes,
right?
It's like, yeah, it's kind of weird, but you are, you know, you want somebody to like, well, you don't really like cards. I feel like when I would write you a card, you're like, no, I'm gonna throw that away. So maybe not.
No!
You said that to me.
Okay, I say that because I'm like I do keep cards though. Like I have a stack of cards. I save all my cards.
Okay.
I like reading them now. Okay. It's not like I throw away, but I just don't know. I don't want you to spend money on cards.
I think the fancy.
I don't want you to spend like $10 on a card. I'd rather you write a card for me on like a piece of paper that you found and then give me that and I'll save it.
Yeah. I think for us also, for you, that just came up in my head. It's just like, you want somebody who will actually, I think time is big for you to like, you know, make time for you.
Yeah.
Be like, no matter how busy a person is, it's like, is the guy going to like make time for you? Like, cause I know that's something big for you because that's what you do with everybody. Like you're super busy, but yet you make time for people. I don't know how you do it, you know? So that's a good expectation that you want from your partner.
Yeah.
Somebody who's, will be, you know, he'll do anything for you time-wise. Yeah. Isn't that like your love language?
Quality time.
Yeah.
I think it's like quality time and words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You definitely somebody who's like, who can express their, like themselves and be vulnerable with you. Not like you have to figure them out. Like what's going on, you know, playing a guessy game.
That is so true. And a friend that I have in Singapore, we were like talking about relationships too. And she was like, shouldn't be hard. That's the thing. She's like, when it gets hard, when it's like, it feels like you're grinding at the wheels, like every day to just be in this relationship. Mm-hmm. Like that's not a relationship. And I think I just need to find someone who is just like, it's just easy to be with. Right? And
yeah,
I don't want to like, I don't know. I just feel like my past relationships they've been hard.
Yeah. And I think that's one thing, you know, with like me traveling for the past 4 months, like a lot of people have actually come to me and be like, oh my God, that's so good for Eric to allow you. It's like, what, you know, not that he's allowing me, but you know, we give each other that space of like doing our own thing. Yeah. It's also nice being alone for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, we never know what's going to happen in the next year or two.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I'll go to like a wedding or something.
Meet someone.
Your wedding.
Oh my God. I was like a wedding and then meet someone.
The last thing to like wrap up our like friendshipness. What advice would you give to other people who want to have a long-term friendship? Like how did we do it, right? Like
I think we're so different though. Like we're so different. I don't know if that advice would like, I think it's just like knowing how much you value like the past and the present, like, you know, what, as long as you value, you know, a lot of people say like, oh, just because you know somebody for X amount of years, it doesn't fucking matter, whatever. I think it does, you know, like appreciating that time and like being grateful for like, you know, all the times you've been for me and just like having the understanding when things do get rough, you know, between us, like, yeah. So just like, okay, you know, I do value this person. So I'm going to be more understanding. I'm going to do this more for that person, you know, because friendship is also like a relationship. It's kind of right.
Yeah.
So.
No, it is. And I think like, it's almost, I mean, yeah, I do think like friendships, you obviously like you give each other a certain type of like different type of love, right? Like there's so many different types of love, like love that you give to your kid, your friend, your partner, your parents, right? So I think it's also like the way that you show love or you build like a strong relationship with your like friend in that context is just consistency and like showing up.
But also being understanding, you know, because both people can be going through like different, you know, parts in time. So it's just like being understanding.
Yeah.
When the other person doesn't show up, being like, okay, it's fine. Or when this other person doesn't do this, you know, just having that understanding and patience.
But I think you and I have found like a good medium of like what works for us. Like, I do think that, you know, you obviously like you're still, you are like one of my closest friends. And like, it's kind of crazy to think like, oh, I was like in yearbook.
Yeah. From like yearbook years to like,
to boss.
I really wanted to come up with something like catchy, but I couldn't.
We're like, well, I mean, I watched this video yesterday. We're CEOs mm-hmm. of our own lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just hope that.
Did you say she?
Yeah. No, I said CEO.
Okay. I see what
you're saying. I have a list because now I can't pronounce it. But yeah, that works too. CEOs.
Mm-hmm.
We're CEOs.
Yeah. And we are.
Within 5 years, wherever we are, mm-hmm. I hope that like you live nearby me or like,
yeah,
we're still like.
And if we don't, you know. It will still work out. Just having that trust.
I want my dogs to be friends with your dogs, right?
Like, I know.
Continue the lineage. I like the friendshipness. Yeah.
I know. I can't believe you'll be like 31.
Can you not say that? Holy shit.
Well, you'll be 32.
Damn it.
Well, I just want to say that Emily is a great friend. Wait, I wrote something. No, I'm just kidding. I just want to say that Emily is a great friend. You have been, you know, you've been so supportive and like all of your friends and, you know, and I know sometimes it's like hard, like not hard. Like I wish I can do, what do you call that? Like, I hope I can pay that debt. Is it debt?
It's not like debt.
Not debt. It's just like that, how much you've like helped me throughout my life. I wish I can do that the same for you, you know?
Well, you don't. Yeah. I mean, I don't see it as like, give and take, right? Like, I think the only thing I'll ask of you is to like take care of my dog when I travel.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you'll help me. Yeah.
Oh, but okay.
There's a reason, like, you know, why we've been friends for so long and we've stayed
mm-hmm.
friends, so
yeah.
I like continue to always want to have you like in my space, right? Like
mm-hmm.
my ally and like my best friend. And
yeah,
like, I'm in Asia, you're in like Bay Area or LA. Yeah, we'll always
be. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Cannot get rid of me.
Same here.
For those tuning in, I hope you found this like insightful and deep conversation. And I feel like it was a good conversation. Yeah.
It's yeah.
Like a nice like yearbook review or like a review of like our relationship.
I know. We should like send this to people. I know. I don't know. People from high school.
Oh,
yearbook.
Yeah. No, I'm good.
Edit that.
But anyways, thanks everyone for tuning in. And thank you, Anna, for being on this podcast. And maybe I will add this to my YouTube channel. But thanks for tuning in and hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, please leave like a comment or a voice message on Anchor. Other than that, thanks so much.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.